as you can see, in just a few moments, we'll be singing song number 612. If you want to mark that in your song books, it'll be song number 612. As you can see also, if you had looked at the beginning or if you've seen the sheets that we've had, the thought process behind our singing this evening was looking at the idea of our dependence on God. And so as I got to thinking about what I could share with you this evening, I got to thinking about what it means to depend on something. And it's something that we do every day. All of us here that arrived depended on our car to get us here. We expected that it would give us the result that we needed. All of us depend on a paycheck each week or each couple of weeks from our job in order to survive. We expect for that to come. We expect for that to give us exactly what we need. But we also probably all know that sometimes things that we expect to be dependable don't always work out the way we hope. Think about a time maybe that you found yourself sitting on the side of the road halfway to whatever it is your destination was, because that car that you were depending on to get you where you needed to go didn't get the job done. And how you felt about that, and the frustration that you feel when something that you expect to be able to depend on lets you down. Think about, in life, people that you look up to. People on this earth that the world holds in high esteem. And think about what happens when you find out that those people have let you down. Those people that you depended on to do the right things. Those people that you believed in to do the right things. Those people whom you thought maybe you should pattern yourself after were not as dependable as you had thought. And maybe we need to recognize that if we're putting our total dependence on people of this world, we're not putting our dependence in where it belongs. We also understand that there's many things that we depend on. We depend on food and water and a properly functioning body. We depend on all of these things because we understand that they're essential for the continuation of our lives. We know that we must have nourishment in order to survive. We should be depending on God in the same way. And we can depend on God in the same way in order to survive. Without God, we would surely die. But with God, we continue to live. God is our creator, and he is the sustainer of life through his Son, Jesus Christ. Consider just a couple of passages, if you will. Genesis 1:1 tells us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He is the creator of who we are. He is responsible for our being. Colossians, the first chapter, in verses 16 and 17, we read that, "For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist." And so we depend on him. We all understand John, the first chapter, verses 1 through 3, talking about, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." And then we can look at verses like Hebrews, the first chapter, that talk about him being exalted and set high at the right hand of God when we consider Jesus Christ. But I want to stop and think just a minute, and I ran across in some of my study an article that, unfortunately, it didn't have the author's name listed, and I believe very strongly in people being given credit for the things that they put forth, that had some pretty good ideas and some pretty good breakdowns of exactly what we can think about when we think about the idea of depend, and kind of looking at the basic definition of depend. The first one listed is, to depend means to be contingent. Whatever a little child does is contingent upon his parents. A little child cannot feed himself or prepare food to eat. A little child cannot take himself to the doctor when he is ill. A little child depends on his parents for everything. In that same manner, Christians must turn their lives over to God and thus depend on Him. Their lives must be contingent on God's will. Jesus Christ taught, except you become as one of these little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Unless you become as one that is completely and solely and utterly dependent upon myself and God the Father. Looking a little bit further in the idea of depend. Depend means to exist by virtue of a necessary relationship. God's existence is not dependent on His relationship with us, but our physical and spiritual existence are dependent on our relationship with Him. Everyone must depend on God for their physical existence. But only those who believe and obey God have given themselves over to Him and thus depend on Him for salvation as well. And only those who have done that can depend on Him to be saved and to one day be raised to heaven anew. Depend means to be pending or undecided. Christians put God first in their lives. Their motto is, "Let God's will be done, not my own." Ask yourself if that sounds like you as a Christian. Let God's will be done, not my own. Christians do not make decisions based upon their own will, but upon God's. We do not know what will happen tomorrow or even the next minute. From our perspective, everything is pending or dependent on what God will allow to happen. To depend on something means to place a reliance or a trust. Do we depend on people we do not trust? Stop and think about it. If I don't trust you as an individual, am I going to come to you and think that you'll deliver something for me when I need something? Or am I going to go to someone that I have complete trust in, that I believe will deliver upon what it is they say they're going to do for me? That I can depend on their word and know that what they say they're going to do will be done. Our dependence on God is linked to our trust in Him. And of course, we know that trust is linked to faith. Paul tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. The more faith we have in God, the more dependent we become on Him. The more trust we have in who God is, the more we realize how much we must depend on Him. Depend means to be dependent, especially for financial support. This was an interesting one. Stop and think. Without God's blessings, we would have nothing. We would not have any food or any money. Do we realize our dependence on God when we sit down at the table to eat a meal? Do we realize our dependence on God every time we make a purchase? Do we realize that God is the one that has given us the ability to do the things that we do? Do we realize that God is the one that has blessed us with the jobs that we have that allow us to do what we need to do? Something as simple as, do we recognize that God allows us to have an automobile that gets us back and forth to work every day, or back and forth to our sessions and times of worship? We are dependent upon who He is. And the more faith we put in Him through hearing His word, as we've seen, the more dependent we will become. And lastly, depend means to hang down. This is a literal definition of depend. A pendant hangs down from a chain. If the chain breaks, the pendant falls. We are the pendant and God is the chain. Our life is totally dependent on God's firm grasp. Our very existence is in fact contingent upon God the Father. And we know from Scripture, you don't just need my word, there are several examples of faith. In the Old Testament, the example of Abraham and Isaac in Genesis, the 20th chapter, and verses 1 through 19. I highlighted verse 8, and Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So the two of them went together. Yeah. This was a man that was dependent on God, that understood, and here he was to go and to slay his only son. And his son asked him, well, where's the lamb? And what does he say? He says, God will provide for whatever it is. And had God not provided that lamb, then we see from Scripture that Abraham would have carried out the slaying of his only son. But he understands and he reminds his son, God will provide. And do we recognize that? Consider the story of Job. Job 1 and verse 21 says, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord is taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." He recognized that everything that he had was because of God. And he depended on and trusted God enough that he was not willing to curse him when everything that he had was taken away. When those that he loved were killed, he still depended on the love of God to move forward and continue to be an example to those around him and refused to turn his back on God. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Looking a little bit further in Proverbs, the 14th chapter, verse 12, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." And one that I have always really liked, Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, verse 23, something I think about a lot. "O Lord, I know the way of man. It is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." I'm dependent on God to direct me in my steps and where I need to go. Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 5 through 8. "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord, for he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit." Those that are dependent on the Lord. Just a few quick thoughts from the New Testament. We'll finish this up. Matthew 6, verses 31 through 34, a very familiar passage, a very familiar larger text here. I picked this small portion out of it. "Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Do not worry. Do not fret. Simply depend on God to provide you what you need, and he will do that for you. Matthew 11, verses 28 and 29. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Depend on me when you're weary, when you're heavy laden. You can depend on me, and I will give you rest. I will give you what you need. Philippians 4:13, I think most of us here could quote it. A very simple statement, but a very powerful statement, and one I hope we could all make ourselves. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens me. I can depend on him to give me what I need to be strong enough to be successful in what I do. And another great passage, one that should be of great comfort to us, Hebrews the 4th chapter, verses 15 and 16. Just a truly wonderful thought to realize, because so often in the world today, we have this mindset that says, well, you don't really understand what it is that I'm going through. You can't really understand what's happening right now. And we were talking about this a little bit at lunch today when people call up a customer care line and they're explaining what's going on and they're like, oh, I can totally relate to how you feel. And they say, no, you can't. You can't, because you haven't been in that position. Look at Hebrews the 4th chapter, verses 15 and 16. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We do not have a high priest that is not sympathetic to what we're going through. He understands exactly what it's like to suffer as a man. And even more so, he understands what it's like to suffer and to die as a man. How great would it be if everybody that we ever talk to could relate to exactly where we're at, because they've been there. It's so much easier to sympathize with someone when we've been there. You see it when someone loses a close loved one, and it happens, and you find somebody else, maybe in a congregation that's been through the same experience, and there's such a strong support for the new person that that's just happened to, because they know, because they've been there, and because they've dealt with it, and they've succeeded, and they've gotten through it. And that's Jesus Christ in dealing with all the suffering that he went through, in dealing with all the pain and all the agony. And who did Jesus Christ depend on? He depended on the Word, and he depended on God the Father. When he was tempted, and in his time of great distress, who did our perfect example depend on? He depended on God, and he said, it is written. He knew who to depend on and what to depend on. Lastly, we looked at this earlier, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. The one thing that we have that the world doesn't is we have something that we can depend on that will never fail us. That's a gift that's given only to those who are willing to follow after Jesus Christ and to follow after the things that he has taught for us to do. But how great to know that there's someone out there looking out for me in everything that I do, and knowing that he will never fail me. In my darkest times, he'll be there, and I can depend on him. That's something that the world is missing. But it's something that we as Christians need to share with the world so that they have that very same opportunity. And as we close out this evening, you know, it's written as the time of invitation. Well, the invitation is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. When you're ready to say, yes, God, I want to depend on you and you alone, and I'm ready to do whatever it takes, God is ready to say, come to me and do so. Or if at any time in your life you find yourself in a situation where you're struggling, where you faltered, you can depend on God the Father to forgive you of that sin, to clean you anew, just as after you were baptized, and to forget it and allow you to walk in sin no more. You can depend on Him being willing to do that if you simply do what it is He asks you to. And that's to confess that to Him, to repent of it, and to pray for forgiveness. Or, as we all say so many times, we're the only support system we have here on this earth. If you just need the strength that comes from praying with your brothers and sisters in Christ in hope of building one another up, we would invite you to make that known while we stand and sing.